إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. These are some notes about the fundamentals of the approach of the people or the followers of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with respect to reviving the Islam or the correct understanding of Islam in the Ummah and returning properly to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and restoring the lost honor and dignity of the Muslim Ummah. This approach is based on two major foundations. The first is called at-tasfiyah, which means screening the Islam from all the beliefs, misconceptions, misunderstanding, or any superstition or anything that is innovated and not related to the pure Islam. And the second foundation is at-tarbiyah, which is the proper upbringing of the Muslims upon that pure knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first foundation is related to ilm, the knowledge, and the second foundation is related to amal, which is practicing that knowledge or the practice upon that knowledge. We begin inshaAllah with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he prophesied something or some condition that is going to happen in the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَةِ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمْ الْجِهَادَ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. If you start dealing with ina, and ina is a transaction which involves usury in a deceptive way, in a sense that the appearance of that transaction is halal, is lawful, because it is selling, buying transaction. But the yani, reality or the essence of that transaction is haram, is lawful, because it is actually dealing with usury, and it is unlawful because it is dealing with usury, which is prohibited in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the meaning is that if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this deceptive way, وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ, meaning if you follow the tails of the cows, وَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ, and become content with agriculture, which means that you have attached yourself to the life of this world, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and you abandon jihad فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ, meaning Allah will inflict you with a humiliation which would not be removed from you till you go back. This is in Abu Dawood, if I remember correctly. Another hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Sahabi Abu Waqid al-Laythi رضي الله عنه said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن جلوس على بساط إنها ستكون فتنة. قالوا وكيف نفعل يا رسول الله؟ فرد يديه إلى البساط وأمسك به فقال تفعلون هكذا. The Sahabi Abu Waqid al-Laythi رضي الله عنه narrated that we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon a rank, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a great trial will take place in the future. The Sahaba immediately said, what should we do, O Prophet of Allah? What should we do, O Messenger of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam held fast to the rug and he said, this is how you should do, meaning you hold fast to the method that I have left for you, and the condition that you are upon right now. وذكر لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما إنها ستكون فتنة فلم يسمعه كثير من الناس فقال معاذ بن جبل ألا تسمعون ما يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا ما قال؟ قال إنها ستكون فتنة. قالوا فكيف لنا يا رسول الله وكيف نصنع؟ قال ترجعون إلى أمركم الأول. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم once said the same thing, that a great trial is going to take place. Not few people are those who heard him. Mu'adh ibn Jabal said loudly to them, don't you hear the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? They asked him, what did Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said? Mu'adh ibn Jabal said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is warning you, telling you that a great trial is going to take place. Then they asked, what should we do, O Messenger of Allah? He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you go back to the first matter. To the first matter, meaning you avoid the newly invented matter, and you hold fast with the way that I have left for you, the way that I have shown you, the way that I have clarified for you. So the solution is by going back to the deen, which is al-Islam. But the first thing that would encounter us when we say that this is the solution is what Islam that are we going to return to? There are nowadays many interpretations for Islam, many different understanding of Islam. So which Islam that we are talking about? Again, this brings back the subject that the need for the tasfiyah and tarbiyah, and the meaning of tasfiyah again is to screen Islam from everything that is alien from the letter and spirit of Islam, everything that is not from Islam, not part of Islam, every innovation, every misconception, every wrong belief, every act of shirk and other things that are similar to those things. And the second thing is to upbring the Muslim generation upon that pure Islam, pure knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال العلامة المحقق الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن يحيى المعلمي اليماني مؤصلا قد أكثر العارفون بالإسلام المخلصون له من تقرير أن كل ما وقع فيه المسلمون من الضعف والخور والتخاذل وغير ذلك من وجوه الانحطاط إنما كان لبعدهم عن حقيقة الإسلام. Many scholars, many people who have knowledge about Islam, they have determined this fact that the reason behind the fall of the Muslim and the decline of the Muslim is their, negligence and abundance to Islam. وأرى أن ذلك يرجع إلى أمور. الأول التباس ما ليس من الدين بما هو منه. And I believe that the reason for this is three matters. The first is the confusion between what is part of the religion and what was inserted to this religion, which is not part of it. الثاني ضعف اليقين ضعف اليقين بما هو من الدين. The weak conviction that the people have with respect to this deen. This is the second matter. And the third matter, الثالث عدم العمل بأحكام الدين. Abandoning practicing the knowledge of deen. So there are three major points. The first is the Islam that is mixed with many things that is not from the Islam, and the second thing that whatever is from the Islam, there is no certainty about it, and the third thing, negligence of practicing the deen. وعليه فإن معرفة الآداب النبوية وذكر تفصيلات هذه الآداب هو الدواء الوحيد لتلك الأمراض فإن كثيرا من تلك الآداب سهل على النفس فإذا عمل الإنسان بما يسهل عليه منها تاركا لما يخالفه لن يلبث إن شاء الله أن يرغب في الازدياد فعسى أن لا تنضي مدة إلا وقد أصبح قدوة لغيره في ذلك. If this is the case, then knowing the different etiquettes, knowing the different rules of Islam and the Sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the authentic Sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the only cure for this ummah, the only cure that would finish the disease of this ummah, because many of these sunan is easy to practice. And if the person starts practicing something that he knows and something that is easy to practice, then he would have the desire to have more, and gradually he become an example by himself. And this is as opposed to concentrating, because this is the approach of some other people, to concentrate and focus on the matters that are beyond our ability. To talk too much, to lecture, to have a lot of emotions and enthusiasm about certain matters, that if we want to act immediately and try to pursue them, they are beyond our ability. Okay, I'll give you an example. It is a must, it is an obligation upon every Muslim to free Palestine. But let us say to the Muslims, let's go right now and free Palestine. Is it something within our ability? It is not. So when you focus and you forget about the matters, because when you are following, when you are in the Muslim field, you have a limited time. You have, a limited field to work. And if your priorities are wrong, then this is going to be at the expenses of the right priorities. So here he's saying, first of all, we should start practicing the sunan that we know, the sunan that is easy to practice. And by this practice, our iman is going to increase. And if our iman started increasing, then we'll have more desire to know more about Islam. And by this way, we gradually grow and we get mature with respect to ilm and amal, with respect to knowledge and practicing that knowledge. وبالاهتداء بذلك الهدي القويم والتخلق بذلك الخلق العظيم يستنير القلب وينشرح الصدر وتطمئن النفس فيرسخ اليقين ويصلح العمل وإذا كثر السالكون في هذا السبيل لم تلبث تلك الأمراض أن تزول إن شاء الله. So if every person has this agenda in his life, and if the number of those people increase, then إن شاء الله all these diseases that we are suffering from are going to be removed. ومما لا ريب فيه أن تحقيق هذين الواجبين. And this is the statement of Sheikh Nasr al-Din al-Albani. ومما لا ريب فيه أن تحقيق هذين الواجبين يتطلب جهودا جبارة متعاونة من الجماعات الإسلامية التي يهمها حقا إقامة المجتمع المنشود كل في مجاله وكل في اختصاصه. Sheikh Nasr says that there is no doubt that establishing and pursuing these two goals, at-tarbiyah and at-tasfiyah, the screening of the yani Islam and the yani upbringing people upon that pure Islam, requires great effort, which necessitate yani cooperation between all the Islamic groups that are working in the Muslim field. If they are really concerned about yani those of them who are really concerned about establishing the Muslim society, and this can be done by respecting the specialty of every one of them. Can you write it down, inshallah? يقول الله تبارك وتعالى. Now we are talking in little more details, details about at-tasfiyah, which is screening the Islam from whatever was is inserted from whatever innovative ideas which were attached to it. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. Call unto the path of your Lord with wisdom and goodly exhortation, and argue with them in the most beautiful manner. إن ربك truly your Lord knows best those who stray from his path and those who are rightly guided. وهذه الآية الكريمة هي الأساس في تعليم الدعاة طريقهم إلى الله. This is a very important and essential ayah in for those people who are calling others to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in this ayah has relate that path to him, إلى سبيل ربك, so that people will know that this path is Allah's path, and to know that there are different stages on this path, and to know that there is a destination that they are going to reach to at the end of this path, and that is the everlasting bliss and the everlasting pleasure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah has ordered his prophet to call to the path of his Lord, and since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is infallible, he has obeyed this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fully called the people to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has obeyed this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. And if we know this, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left out of the matters of deen, is not of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that whoever is calling to that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, then he is calling to the path of Allah. And whoever is not calling to that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called is not calling to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you wake him up or just answer? وبانتقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم departed from this life, many things that were not from his teaching started, you see, getting attached to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sahaba used to greatly reprimand the people for any newly introduced matter or any newly invented matter. روى البخاري عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: ما أعرف شيئا مما كان على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قيل الصلاة, قال أليس ضيعتم ما ضيعتم فيها. بخاري related that Anas رضي الله عنه said that I don't know anything of your practice now similar to that which was during the time of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. They told him, oh, I don't recognize anything of your practice similar to that which was during the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam time. They said, what about the prayer? And the answer of Anas radiyallahu anhu was, didn't you neglect many aspects of the prayer that يعني you are well aware of, يعني well aware of those things that you have neglected from the يعني prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي طريق آخر عنه أخرجه أحمد والترمذي قال ما أعرف شيئا مما كنا عليه على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال قلنا له فأين الصلاة؟ قال أولم تصنعوا في الصلاة ما قد علمتم. لهذا كله ورد الحرص الشديد والحب الأكيد من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم على اتباع وعدم الإحداث والابتداع, كما صح عن ابن مسعود أنه قال اتبعوا ولا تتبعوا فقد كفيتم. Another use narration for that hadith, which is to the same effect, and Anas رضي الله عنه was reprimanding the people at that time about their negligence to certain matters with respect to them. These types of narrations shows the great concern of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and their great emphasis upon following the exact footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and avoiding innovating and innovation, as you see, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, follow and do not innovate, meaning follow the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left for you, and do not innovate because these يعني religion is completed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved you from the responsibility and the burden of legislating laws. All your duty is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the only way for this the ummah to يعني understand and recognize its true religion is by holding fast to the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us, and to the way that the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum has followed, which is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We have to follow that way in general and in specifics. Some people follow some general matters of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is not enough. We have totally to submit and يعني to completely follow that way, even in the details and the specifics. And since يعني whatever practices of deen is based on the pure knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, showing the great responsibility of carrying the knowledge, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عذوله ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين واندحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين. A group of the trustworthy people will carry this knowledge in every generation, removing from it the distortion of those who exceed the limits and the fabrication of the people of the falsehood and the wrong interpretation of the ignorant people. يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوده ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين. يحمل هذا العلم. A group of trustworthy people, reliable people in every generation carry this knowledge, the true knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, removing from it the distortion of those who exceed the limits and the fabrication of the people of falsehood and the wrong interpretation of the ignorant people. So this knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith is the deen, and this is why Imam al-Tabi'i al-Jalil Muhammad ibn Sirin said إن هذا العلم دين فانظروا عمن تأخذون دينكم. This knowledge is the religion, is the deen. So be aware of him from whom you learn your deen. Be aware about him. Don't take your religion from anybody. Be picky when it comes to the matter of religion, because this is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is related to the most important and most valuable thing in your life. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in order for this religion to be guarded and to be protected. You see, some of the ummah, trust people of the ummah, are going to carry this knowledge, and he clarified their duty or their job in three main things: preventing the al-ghulu, which is exceeding venomous, and refuting al-batil, which is the falsehood, and exposing the ignorance. Okay, so this is their duty as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned. قال العلامة الصديق حسن خان في الدين الخالص شارحا لهذا الحديث. العلامة الصديق حسن said, clarifying this hadith, يعني علم الكتاب والسنة يحمله من كل جماعة آتية بعد السلف أهل العدل منهم الراوون له ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين أي تغيير المجاوزين عن الحد في أمر الدين. The knowledge that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was talking about is the knowledge of the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The people who are trustworthy are going to carry this knowledge, and he mentioned, you see, something that I have already translated. Now, we mentioned some examples about those who exceed the limits, because there are three main things. Those who exceed the limits, the people who defend the falsehood, and the people who have wrong interpretation and who are ignorant. So, example about those who exceed the limit is those who believe that this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all is one existence. The existence of Allah and the existence of His creation is one, and there is no distinction between the Creator and the creation and the created beings. So this, which is called in Arabic Wahdat al-Wujud. Also, the Rafida, among those people who have exceeded the limit, who claim that they love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while their fitna is one of the greatest fitna. And their danger is the one of the greatest danger against this ummah. Among these people, al-Khawarij, al-Mu'tazila, al-Jahmiya, al-Qadariya, al-Murji'a, al-Jabriya, and explaining these different texts require an independent talk. Now the second category are those al-Mubtilun. Here he defined them as falasifatul Islam, the theologians or the philosophers who have been influenced by their way of thinking and presenting the aqidah, the creed, by the Greek logic and by foreign sources and sources other than the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these people, they are so boastful, they are so arrogant, they are so overconfident, even though they are based on their knowledge on falsehood. And one of the greatest scholars who have refuted their claim is Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. And subhanAllah, these people, when they talk about the aqidah, they call it the fundamentals of religion. They call the fiqh and the other sharia as the branches of religion, and the fundamentals of religion, the aqidah, they say that it is the fundamentals of religion. Now when it comes to the content of their fundamentals of religion, you don't see anything from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Taymiyyah was asked the question, what do you think people who talk, you see, about the fundamentals of religion without mentioning a hadith, or they mention things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention? And his answer was, this is a very wrong question, because it has a contradiction in it. You are telling me it is a fundamentals of religion, and the religion did not say anything about it. So this is a great contradiction. How could it be fundamentals of religion? Why the religion didn't talk about it? If it is fundamental of religion, it means it is the foundation of religion, and it is something that the religion main task is to clarify that those fundamentals. So this is the first thing that he mentioned, and by this he has destroyed the foundation upon the huge building of those philosophers, you see, base their, you see, arguments. Al-Jahilun, this is the third category that is mentioned in the hadith, are those who imitate the different mazahib blindly, without knowing what they are following. They ignore the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they blindly follow these different mazahib, even when they, you see, when they see or they are told about a clear-cut ayah which has a clear understanding and it indicates about something clearly, they distorted or they abandon it with basing their negation and their abundance on many false or illegitimate excuses. يقول الشيخ العلامة محمد ناصر الدين الألباني: ولكي ندلل على صحة ما نذهب إليه في هذا المنهج نعود إلى كتاب الله الكريم ففيه آية واحدة تدل على خطأ كل من يخالفنا. Now this statement is for الشيخ العلامة المحدث ناصر الدين الألباني. He mentions, in order to support our position in adopting these two foundations of tasfiyah and tarbiyah, we go back to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ففيه آية تدل على خطأ كل من يخالفنا. There is one ayah in the Book of Allah which prove that everyone who differ from this approach is mistaken. The approach is that we should start by tasfiyah and tarbiyah, that is by educating ourselves with the pure knowledge and practicing upon that and upbringing a generation of Muslims who practice upon that pure knowledge. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى إن تنصروا الله ينصركم. If you support Allah, Allah supports you. This is the literal translation of the ayah. But all the mufassirin, the interpreter and the commentators of the Quran, they have agreed that the meaning of support Allah is fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfilling the commandments of Allah or acting upon the rules of Allah or abiding by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among these laws of Allah or the things that we are ordered to follow is al-iman bil-ghayb, which means believing in the unseen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mentioning the first description or characteristic of the true believers, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, those who believe in the unseen, which includes the whole aqidah. This word, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen, include all the aqidah, because Allah is from the unseen. Okay, His angels is from the unseen. Many things that belief in the punishment of the grave, it is from the unseen. So you can include all the items that is mentioned in the under the aqidah, under this الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So if supporting Allah is not established except by fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how could we fight our enemy while we did not support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to this specific understanding? Because supporting Allah is fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could we start practically fighting or launching war against our enemy while there are many things that are not of the Islam in our aqidah, in our creed? How could we start fighting our enemy while our manners and our behavior is in violation of the teaching of the Islam. So before we actually start in applying the jihad, we have to correct our aqidah, and we have to cause ourselves to grow in purity. And many people are going to oppose this approach of tasfiyah and tarbiyah, claiming that this process is going to take long time, years and years. But the question till now, the statement of for Sheikh Nasir bin Albani. But now what I'm saying is that the matter of years is irrelevant, because it is like the example of a person who has a land, a farmer who has a land, and you come across him and find him crying and complaining. You ask him, what is the problem? He said, there is no fruits. My land is not yielding any fruits. He told him, you don't tell him how many years you are waiting for these fruits. He may tell you that I've been waiting for 7 years or 8 years and this land did not grow or yield any fruit. But this is irrelevant. You ask him, did you plant something in your land? Do you have trees in your land? And if you have trees, do you take care of these? Do you water these trees? Do you work on the soil? Do you feed and weed? Huh? So if the person does not feed and weed, does not water his plant, does not take care of these trees, so even if he waited thousands of years, nothing is going to happen. And this is the example of the Muslims nowadays, that they always cry about the fruit, but when you ask them, what did you do in order to enjoy, you see, these fruits? Did you do this? Did you correct your aqidah? Are you following the right approach? Are you following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know anything about the aqidah? And even when you open one matter of aqidah, some people they start, yani, start getting furious because they claim you are dividing the Muslims. You are dividing the Muslims. Well, talking about the aqidah is a cause for the division of the Muslims. The aqidah is supposed to be the foundation of the unity of the Muslims. So if they don't have this foundation, then they are divided anyway, because this means that they are not falling, but their own desires and their own whims. So we go back to this statement of Sheikh, that he says the important matter is that we begin with knowing our deen first, and it doesn't matter how long this way is going to take, as long as we are following the right way. Then he appealed to all the people who call to Islam, and to all the scholars, to all the teachers of Islam. He called them to know the correct Islam and to fight, you see, any innovation or any act of heedlessness and any dispute. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Do not dispute with one another, otherwise you'll fail and your power departs. When we control these differences that the Muslims have, and when we really go back to our religion and come close to one another, then we will be able to prepare the required, you see, preparation for facing our enemy, obeying or fulfilling the command of Allah, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ. Prepare for them whatever you can of power. So then, you see, the need for building and different factories of manufacturing weapons and other things come. But before all of this, we have to go back to our religion in the correct way and follow the Prophet ﷺ, and follow the way that the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم followed in the matters of aqidah, in the matters of ibadah, in the matters of self purification. Tazkiyah, we have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because some people claim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's guidance excluded this chapter of tazkiyah. This is where they started seeking guidance from other than the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is saying that the only people who are calling for this are the people who call for the Quran and Sunnah, and they are the people who are going to be saved from the hellfire according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the only way of salvation in this current time. So there are a lot of things we can talk about now. Inshallah, briefly, let's talk about, unless you want to go to details, well, but we will go briefly about the screening field, or we said that the first foundation is screening, and we now are going to talk about the wide range of that field, the field of screening, range of field. You see, the first and the foremost, you see, matter that requires screening is the aqidah. Then the second one is arbitration. The third one is a sunnah. The fourth one is al-fiqh. The fifth one is al-tafsir, a commentary about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sixth is the self-purification, that is al-tazkiyah. And the seventh is al-fikr, which is intellect. And the eighth is history. And the ninth is al-da'wah, which means propagating the religion of Islam or calling others to the religion of Islam. And the tenth is the Arabic language, because even the Arabic language was affected with this drive of distortion. Yes. Arbitration means the system that governs our defenses. Tahkim, tahakum. Second number. Means the sources that governed the sources of legislation. Let's say source of legislation. No, this is usul fiqh, if you can. Referring to the what is the source of legislation. Arbitration means Allah is the only one who has the right to legislate laws and govern. Okay? I think the translation is arbitration, unless you have a better one. What?
Are you saying basically that we have to agree on the sources of determining how to screen? Is that what
I'm saying that with respect to the understanding of who legislate the laws, there is now many foreign ideas and misconceptions that need to be screened. This is tasfiyah, screening of the aqidah, screening of our understanding of arbitration, or who has the right to legislate, screening the sunnah, screening the fiqh, screening the tafsir, screening the method of self-purification, screening the intellect, screening the history, screening the method of da'wah, and the agenda of the da'wah. The agenda of the da'wah, because many, we don't have the same priorities nowadays as those during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and screening the Arabic language. Now, should we conclude, or we can talk a little bit about each one of them, but it's going to talk at it for some time.
What was the
tahakum. So as you say. طيب اوكي ان شاء الله because it's going to it's a long subject and brother Muhammad Jibari is saying that questions may cover يعني whatever we did not cover يعني but again in summary the way to achieve the success of this life and the hereafter is by returning back to the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the understanding of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and this cannot be established except by following the approach that is based on two foundations. The first is tasfiyah and the second is tarbiyah. Tasfiyah is cleaning the Islam from everything that is not relating to it, and tarbiyah is upbringing, the proper upbringing of the Muslims upon this Islam. This is a gradual process that would reach the Muslims to the maturity and their perfection. Their perfection, inshallah. So that's it. I, inshallah, conclude. Yes. But I don't think there is any the time that was designated half an hour, right? Yes, no, I don't know. So, طيب, inshallah.
There's something which I'm curious about in the books of Sheikh Nasser. He uses these two terms, Tosia and Tarbiyah, in his talks. And this has been picked up by his students as well. And I noticed that some people criticize these two terms, and especially the first term, Tosia, because it doesn't have a basis in Quran or in Sunnah. I don't know, I mean, personally I feel inclined with that, and I feel that people are more receptive to using, instead of the word tasfiyah, a word which could mean the same plus some more, which is tazkiyah. And besides, it's mentioned in the Quran, and Allah says that Ibrahim made a dua that Allah would send to the people, to his people that he left, to the people of Ismail, someone who يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيَعْلِمُهُمْ كِتَابَ الْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to teach them the book of the wisdom and to give them tazkiyah. And later on, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that He makes men, that is, He reminds people of His bounty, bounty on them by saying that He sent to them a messenger who يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيَعْلِمُهُمْ كِتَابَ الْحِكْمَةِ. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, reading to them their his ayat, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he purifies them, and يَعْلِمُهُمْ كِتَابَ الْحِكْمَةِ, and teaches them the book and the hikmah. So I don't know, I mean, unless you know somebody has something to either for or against this, I mean, I have
something for to respond. First of all, here tazkiyah does not relate to the Islam. Here the tazkiyah which is mentioned in the ayah is does relate to the people, and this is does not fall under this the first foundation, which is tazkiyah, but fall under tarbiyah. Tarbiyah is related to tazkiyah, but tazkiyah is not to related to yani like training the Sahaba and cause them to grow in purity, but it is related to the second foundation, which is tarbiyah. The second thing, you see, I think yani the ulama have agreed that there is لا مشاحه في الاصطلاح. So even if it is not mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you see there is no problem. It is exactly like using the word aqidah. Aqidah is not mentioned in any ayah of the book of Allah or any hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though most of the scholars who call for the book of Islam, of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have agreed that, you see, there is no problem in using this term, which is al-aqidah. Thirdly, I personally believe that yani this is tasfiya, the exact meaning of yani what is mentioned in the hadith here. يحملوا هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين. و the second thing, تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين. تنقية ينفون عنه, it's exactly what is meant by the word تصفيه, which is a screening. So يعني it is mentioned in the hadith. So those brothers who يعني say this, I'm sure they themselves, they use many terms that are not exactly in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Plus, there is no problem. Yani these kind of things, as you know, they are not yani blameworthy, inshallah.
This term, you know, when the Sheikh Al-Albani used the word "hafiya" and he describes it, he says that it is to make hafiya to screen or clarify the sunnah from the unauthentic hadith and so on, and also he says that to purify or clarify, to make tasfiya of the aqaid of the Muslims. So he means by it something in the books, in the material that we have in the textbooks, in the hadith, in the tafsir, etc., which you refer to. And he also talks about another